Welcome, everybody, to the Marlington Local School District Board of Education meeting, September 19th, 2019. Call the meeting to order. This is the regular meeting tonight. Like, before we start, I'd like to introduce Tammy Hurst as our interim treasurer. And we'll start with the invocation from Mr. Knoll.
All right. Bow our heads, please. Father, have we thank you for another beautiful day. We thank you for the opportunity to serve this great school district in Marlington. We ask that you be with us tonight. Our discussions and our decision-making, Lord, that it pleasing to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Hipley will read the mission statement.
In collaboration with staff, community, parents, and students, the Marlington Local School District will develop lifelong learners who understand and apply knowledge and demonstrate excellence in pursuing the highest standards with effective intervention to challenge every student.
Thank you, Tom. Mm-hmm. Roll call, please. Tammy?
Mrs. Gabriel.
Here.
Mr. Hipley.
Here.
Mrs. Humphries.
Here.
Dr. Mason.
Here.
Mr. Ryan.
Here. Adoption of the meeting agenda. Any additions or corrections?
No, sir.
They recommend that the Marlington Local Board of Education adopt the following agenda for the September 19th, 2019 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries.
Yes.
Mr. Gabriel. Mrs. Gabriel.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes. Any public participation? Okay. Move on to special presentations.
Well, good evening, everybody. I'm a little out of kilter tonight because my computer has a cold and Ben is trying to fix it. So I'm operating off of Mr. Knoll's computer. So the curriculum report for September, we try to follow a common theme. The district report card was unveiled on Thursday across the state. So we've been very busy. The administration, teachers, and myself have been going over that. We're going to talk about graduation pathways, Robin Library Summer Reading Program. I have some staff shout-outs, and I'd like to add this year the theme about educating the whole child. So you'll start to see some of these themes. Mr. Knoll, can you grab that? Yes, please. So our district report card. Yep, he's going to pull that up.
Okay.
Yep, please. Thank you.
Oh, it's not projecting.
Oh,
it's here, but not projecting. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that stinks.
Doesn't like your links.
You've had
a rough day.
I'm having a rough day with technology. That just stinks. Okay, well, you're going to have to take my word for it unless you have a device and you can look on your own. Overall, the district received a C, which is actually, we've remained the same. And if you remember several years ago, when the state changed the ratings, the C is absolutely the expected growth. Anything above that is we're going way above and beyond, but C is the new A. In our achievement area, those are end of course exams and Ohio State tests that our students take once a year. We maintained a C there. We did increase two indicators in that area, and a huge shout out to the middle school. They had two increases in gaining their 80% passage in those areas. Some areas of improvement there: high school English language arts. We've already met with the department chair for English language arts, and we have a plan in place to consult with the county, our county English language arts consultant. She's planning to come in the next several weeks so we can do a very deep dive into the content standards and our Ohio State standards and the test to see where we took some missteps and where we can make some improvements. Our progress category, which sometimes you hear the term value added, that's where students demonstrate a year's worth of growth from point A, October, to point B again in October. Those results typically come out in November. We did take a little bit of a backslide there, and But the big progress, again, was middle school, grades 7 and 8, and algebra overall in the district. So hats off, because those have been areas where we have struggled before, and we did make gains in those areas. Our gap closing, this is an area where we look at all of our subgroups, so students with disabilities, economically disadvantaged, all of our ethnic groups. We want to make sure, the state wants to make sure, that we're not disservicing any of those children. We maintained a C in that area, we dropped to a C in that area. The good news is we are, when we look at our children in their entirety, all of our students together, so all of the subgroups together, we're meeting their needs, exceeding their needs. The area where we're struggling is our students with disabilities. Some of the work that we've put into place since the beginning of the year, we've changed things up a little bit. We've sent 3 teachers to training this past week so they can take a deeper dive into our Ohio standards, extended standards. And then also Mr. Swisher, our pupil services director, is starting to meet with our special services instructional specialists weekly to make sure that they're looking at their student data and progress monitoring on students, and that we're preparing them to do better on the end of course exams. Our graduation rate, we maintained a B there. However, our students are scoring better than they did last year. So ultimately, we strive for 100% graduation rate here in this building. That's every student that doesn't meet that 4 or 5 year graduation rate. We take that very, very seriously. And we are putting lots of interventions into place to make sure kids are graduating. One of the big changes that we made this past year in anticipation of that was mandatory summer school. So we went back to mandatory summer school. We haven't had that in a lot of years. Students who did not pass an end of course exam or did not pass a course, they absolutely must attend summer school. The idea being that we want them to gain their credits in real time, not virtual credits later on, or have them backlog or log jam as they make their way through high school. And then we want to make sure that they're prepared for the retakes on end of course exams. We had over 60 students participate in summer school this year, both in English and language arts, and we had a very high percentage rate of students who passed their end of course exam, so we were proud of that. Our K-3 literacy, that report card component starts in kindergarten. We assess our kindergarten students the first week that they're with us. Welcome to kindergarten. They do a readiness assessment called the KRA. We take that measurement, and we measure that against other kindergartners across the state, and we determine if they are ready to read. And we take that score and we measure it every year after that in first grade, second grade, third grade, and we try to close those gaps. We do a great job kindergarten to first grade. We get almost 90% of our students on track from kindergarten to first grade. We know that after first grade, when students learn to read and identify words, then they start to read for meaning. And that's where some of our children, the gaps come back. We do a fantastic job again by third grade. In fact, we get almost 98% of our students meet the third grade reading guarantee this past year. That's quite an achievement. So we're really proud of that. Prepared for success, these are our students who leave us after graduation or getting them ready to graduate. This measures several components, ACT scores, if they're getting a remediation-free score, if they have CCP credit, and if they get a career and tech credit or an industry credential. And I'm really proud to say that our students receiving industry credentials are up by 3 points. And then finally, our gifted. This is probably the most difficult component to achieve. Not very many districts achieve letter grade or increases in gifted. The theory that is our gifted students are already achieving at a high level, and for them to make significant growth when you're already at the top or exceeding the top of the charts is almost impossible. But we work really hard at it. I see Mrs. Wilson here tonight, and she does a great job. She's our gifted intervention specialist. The The benchmark this year was 117 performance points, and we scored 116.866. We were less than 0.2 of a point away from meeting that indicator. You needed to get 2 out of 3 indicators to receive the point, and we did not. We were 0.2 of a point away. So what we plan to do to offset that in the future is make sure that we are pushing our top students to go from accelerated on their end of course exams to advanced or advanced plus, which is scoring nearly perfect on those end of course exams, and those are really hard to do. The next thing I want to talk about are the graduation pathways. The legislation has met and acted upon another change in our graduation pathways. The good news is the class of 2020, everything will stay the same. So they get 3 options, 18 points, an industry credential, or remediation free on their ACT. The classes of 21 and 22, there's some additional pathways that have been added, including some seals that students can get, and they're literally a gold sticker that we can get on their report card or on their diploma. Some of them include things like a bilingual seal. They have an honors. They've received an honors diploma. And then there's many others, including industry credentials, etc. Those graduation requirements are still being identified, some of the details of that. And a capstone project is also one of those options. And then finally, the biggest change are our incoming freshmen, the class of 2023 and beyond. That was probably the biggest change that we have seen in our graduation pathways. It is of the most concerning to the administration. Because it's not finalized, and our incoming freshmen don't really have a clear-cut pathway to graduation. It's a little bit fuzzy. But mostly because the 3 pathways that they're identifying are going to be very difficult to achieve. We have invited, as a Stark County consortium, we have invited the Ohio Department of Education, a consultant, to come and speak to us specifically on this particular pathway for the graduating class of 2023, and that is going to happen in October. So I'm hoping to have an update for the board at that time. Our summer reading. Janet Metzger, who is the Adolescent and Children's Library Director at the Rodman Library, she wanted to give a shout out to our elementary students at Washington and Lexington. So Washington Elementary had 44 students over the summer who completed the required 6 hours of reading and turned in their reading records. This was 4th in all of the area schools. We're really proud of those kids at Washington. And Lexington had 42 students, which was a record this year. And they completed 12%, and they were a 6th-place finisher. So she was really, really proud of them and wanted to make sure that she sent us that personal note. Congratulating all of our students who took part. They were able to offer some small prizes, and each school took a token of thanks. So we love our partnership with the Rodman Library. I wanted to give some shout-outs, and I don't know that our folks know that they were getting a shout-out tonight, but they are getting a shout-out. I wish I could show you the link. I wish my links were working. I apologize if they're not. But these 4 teachers, Aubrey Frucci, who happens to be here, and Becky Myers, Teresa Phillips, and Emily Schaub, all on their own time over the summer, because they want to improve their craft, took these courses. They are all online. They are self-directed to earn their Level 1 Google Certified badge. It is very intensive. About 3 hours worth of coursework at least, and then a 3-hour exam at the end. It's quite a feat, and I was hoping to show you some of the topics that they cover. And I also want to give a huge shout out to Aubrey Hording. She is the only teacher in the district who is Google certified at level 2. So not only did she have to do the work at level 1, but she did level 2, which is literally twice the amount of work that she did at level 1 to earn that Google certification. And today, I might have mentioned that my computer is a little bit sick, and it was a Google issue, and Aubrey was the first person that I called, and she was able to preliminary diagnose what was going on with my Google Drive, and it's sick, and Ben's going to I'm really proud of them. I'm really proud of the initiative that these folks have taken. Their level of professionalism and self-determination to improve their craft is to be commended. So wanted to let the board know that. And then finally, I wanted to add this piece about educating the whole child. And Harvest of the Month, we do farm to table. We participate that in Stark County. And we, in our lunch and breakfast service, we actually serve fresh fruits and vegetables that come directly from the farm to our children's tray. And then we highlight, along with that, some curriculum through signage and lessons that can be downloaded and teachers can teach in their classroom, and activities that students can participate in. And we go by the month, and we try to highlight a food for the month. And I wanted to let you know that September is the month of corn. So we're all happy, because who doesn't love a good ear of sweet corn? Everybody does. So next month, October, apples. But everybody loves corn. And then finally, my little shout out, happy fall. If you don't have your pumpkins out, get your pumpkins out. If you need some mums, we're selling mums at. Thank you.
Yes, we do. We do have mums.
Thanks, Carol.
Welcome.
Okay, superintendent update.
Let's see. There it is. All right. Well, hey, good evening. Just wanted to kind of recap the first week. I know we had a lot going on this first week, more than normal. All right, so we're just going to kind of work our way through here and chat a little bit about how things went. First of all, our theme for the year, if you've been watching me on social media, we're seeing some things come out or watching our staff with their shirts on, a couple of them even tonight. It's all about being stronger together. That's our theme. That's our focus as we make our way through the school year. So at convocation, I stood up. And I gave a lot of well-deserved thanks, getting us ready for day one. And as day one has continued on through the beginning of the year, there are still a lot of words of appreciation to go on. As you can see some different groups here, our custodians had a monumental task this summer. But this consolidation effort, there was a lot going on. Getting those rooms ready for day one was just an incredible feat. And I'm going to highlight a couple of those gals here in a few minutes for you. Right below them are our bus drivers. Our bus coordinator, who I'm going to give a little love to here later too, just had an unbelievable task at hand for her. I spent more time talking to her this summer than my wife, to be very honest with you, because we talked about 800 elementary kids that we had to get to the right place at the right time. And she did an awesome job doing that. Our secretaries, a lot of work going on there too. We had a lot of movement, okay, as I'm sure you know. And they stepped up to the plate, got everything done that we needed to do. And over here to the right, Ms. Sutton just kind of talked about our lunch ladies. When you got more kids in the building, you got to feed them, and you got to get them in and get them out. And they have done an awesome job as well getting us ready. Here's some of our elementary teachers at Marlboro. And I gave some love to these folks, and it was well deserved. Some other elementary teachers had a pack up move too. But come springtime, I chatted with these folks, and I said, guys, I need some help. I need you to pack your stuff up for us so we can move you. And they did that. They packed their own rooms, got a lot of help along the way, but the majority of this work was done by those teachers themselves. Our cafeteria gals actually kept boxes for about 4 months. We bought no boxes for the move at all. Everything that came in, all the commodities and all that, we just snatched those boxes up, handed them off, and they did an awesome job getting themselves packed up and getting ready for our move. Well, here's our custodians. Here's some action shots. I think we're over at Washington here, kind of moving some things in and out. But once again, those guys and gals did a great job. And I'm going to pause for a moment and call these two nice ladies up here. So let's get Tricia and Linda up here. Oh, nice round of applause. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on. They even wore the same shirt. How nice is that? Look at that. All right. Well, last spring, I called these two gals in, and I said, we need a plan. And I was very honest with them. I said, this is your guys' domain. I'm just going to get out of the way. So I gave them a lot of encouragement, and between these two gals and Al, our director of maintenance, they came up with a plan to pull this whole thing off this summer.
I asked him one thing. I made one recommendation. I said, what do you think about working together as a team this year? Instead of having our people split into buildings, do you want to come together as a team and just knock things off? So they thought about that for a little bit, and that was their plan. And it really went to my Stronger Together game plan. They didn't know it at the time. But, man, I'm going to tell you, they pulled off what I would say is it's close to a miracle this summer. These are our head custodians at the two elementary buildings. And I can't thank them enough for their time and effort and labor that they put in over the summer and getting us ready for week one when there's always those final touches that got to go on. Okay, so I want to thank them publicly. The paper already did that. I hope you saw it. Well-deserved award. Let's get a quick picture. One more nice round of applause, please, for the ladies.
All right. I got to give a shout out to my administrative team, too. I told the ladies I'm not going to ask them to do something I wouldn't do myself. So I rounded up my administrative team, and they gave volunteer time to pull this off as well. It was no moving company over the summer, and these were my associates right here. All right. We spent 5-6 days, and some of those guys came every day to help move things. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, I couldn't walk for 3 days. All right, when we got done, I'm getting a little older here, but we pulled this whole thing off with people in this district. I don't know if other superintendents could say that. I'm not going to lie to you. I really don't know if their people would have rallied up and done what we did this summer. We paid for no moving company. We paid for no boxes, nothing. People in this district stepped up and got that whole move done for us, and I owe a lot of thanks and gratitude, and I know Mr. Revenish is here, principal over at the middle school. He was one of those guys that worked. So this gal here is not here tonight. She's probably home resting. But there's going to come a day where I'm going to have her right up here as well. Sherry Sickles this year did an unbelievable job getting kids where they needed to be when they needed to be there. And by the way, guess what the crazy superintendent kicked out this year? That bus app? Yeah. I threw that at her, too, okay? Nice little app. I hope some of our parents are using it out here. But we had basically two goals. Goal number one, we're not going to change those starting times of the schools. We're not going to do it. So as you can see there, we only have X number of minutes, about 50 minutes to get kids wherever they got to go, okay? And she pulled that off. Because when it says 7:30 there, that's when they drop off here. They go to middle school, high school. That takes 6 minutes. If you're here in the morning at that time, it's 6 minutes of chaos. Nobody else moves. We move. But at 7:36, they take off and start, you know, grabbing those elementary kiddos. And by 8:25, we're unloading them to elementary school. The second thing is, and this is why I had 5 or 6 meetings with her and the elementary principals. So I'm going to show you here in a minute. I want to make sure every kid was assigned the right place day one. And that was my pet peeve. We're going to get this right. And I'm going to tell you what, our folks did a great job getting us ready for that first day. Guy on the left, Mr. Groholi. Guy in the middle, Mr. Rogers. I'm kind of hanging out there on the backside of that. But the two of them came over, and we're in my admin, and we just had a moment there. Because I'm going to tell you what, those guys worked as hard as anybody in this district this summer. Those were our two elementary principals. A lot of work, time, effort. Just an unbelievable job to get ready for day one as well. And I want to give them a shout-out publicly at this meeting as well. Now, this might make no sense to you. This is my high school. And I bet some of you might know what that office door right there says. Anybody know what that is? What is that? Whose room is that right there?
The guidance.
That's the counselor's area. You know why that's a big deal?
There's nobody in the hall.
Thank you. This is day one. At 8 o'clock, guess how many kids are out there waiting to get a schedule change? None. As a high school principal, this was my number one job day one of school. I wanted every kid with a schedule, every kid with a place to go, every period. These two ladies in this building pulled that off. 700 of them in this building. Unbelievable. I came over myself just to check that out. Okay, that's not easy, folks. That's a lot of time and effort over the summer. That's making phone calls. That's being here probably when you ain't getting paid to be here. Not going to lie to you. That is unbelievable at this high school. Mr. Revenant is right behind him, like I talked about. They did a really neat thing, which I'm not sure we've ever done, have we? This was a resource night at the middle school. Around the open house time, Mr. Revenant and Ms. Shackway had a bunch of organizations from the county come in and just meet and greet and talk to our kids and parents. Sheriff's up there, CNA's up there. You guys have been coming to my meetings here. You know I'm big on the mental health piece. We try to do everything we can to get information into people's hands. And this was a great evening, and I hope that Coach thinks about continuing this. I got a lot of good feedback from people who were involved in it. And probably the biggest shout-out in the room is for these parents right here. Elementary parents. I appreciate your patience. I appreciate you working with us. The first week of school is hectic no matter what you do. Every year it's hectic. This year, just because of consolidation, I knew it was going to be more hectic. I stood out there in the morning. How many elementary parents do we have, just for the record? Okay, awesome, good. Well, I'm glad I'm talking to you, because I mean, really appreciate that. I was standing out there in the morning, watching traffic, and day one, it's always crazy. I posed for about 20 pictures of Lexington. Everybody wanted that first day picture, which was great. Kind of slows things down a little bit, not going to lie to you, but that was all right. Then the kindergartners came on Friday, so that kind of slowed things down. But now we're rolling, and things are really looking good. I'm talking like pick up and drop off, especially at Washington, where we kind of did some things. But here's what I heard some of you all say, at least talking to me. You appreciated the chance in the spring to get to the building you were going to. We thought that was important as well. The open house was another thing. Folks say, you know what, that was nice, coming back in August, being able to see some things. And a lot of folks say, you know what, my kiddos were a little fearful, and these are moms too. I'm not going to lie to you. That's what mom's saying. I'm a little anxious. Not quite sure how this is going to work out. All right? But I appreciate you working with that. I kept hearing this has been a welcoming environment, which to me is what it was all about. Okay? Many staff members were visible to assist your kiddos. And that was something those elementary principals preached, making sure we were out there. I talked about the drop-off and pickup. We had a lot of folks that say, hey, we appreciated the classroom supplies that were being donated around. And to something that I've heard here just this week, our Marlington PTO is now organized and ready to go. We're all under one umbrella. There's one Marlington PTO moving forward. And those gals are armed and dangerous. They're ready to go. A lot of good ideas from the calendar. I got a little peek at. So I want to talk a little bit about class size. Just kind of show you where we're at. Because I know this was always a question coming around. So this is K-5 in both buildings. And I don't talk about this very much, but being a dad of a kiddo with special needs, I need to say this. I don't know if you guys know this, but we're an inclusion school district. And what that means is we don't take kids with special abilities and put them in a room over here and say good luck to you. Those kids with special abilities are out in the mainstream. It's called inclusion. Okay? Co-plan, co-serve. Okay? We got some folks here that are teachers that do that. This is really important to me because if you see these numbers right here, like 1 to 26, 1 to 20, also with those teachers that are on there, there are 6 special ed teachers in those classrooms as well. Somewhere, somehow, they're not all in all of them, but they make their way through the day to assist as well, which is very powerful. And I know, I think it's in 4th grade at Lexington, there's a bigger group of kids with special needs. So that teacher spends a bigger part of her day in that environment. And then also, I wanted to make sure, I know most of y'all know this, but our migrant kids are still here, and they're going to be leaving sometime soon here. So those numbers are actually going to go down, but I just pulled the numbers up, I think, from Tuesday-ish. But that's where we're at Lexington. Now, over at Washington, we have 4 of those co-plan, co-serve teachers that get in there with those kiddos as well, somehow, sometime during the day. So I want to share that with you as well tonight. Let me shift gears, and I'll wrap it up here with you. We have a very important renewal levy coming on here in November, and it's issue number 22. I know everybody knows what renewal levies are, but I need to say it just to make sure everybody's clear. This is not a new tax, okay? No additional money. It's an operating, which helps us continue to keep things moving. Just a real quick little bit of history, and I'll talk more about this next month. This levy was basically passed in 1990 to start. It's been up every 5 years. This one generates about $1.5 million a year to help us run the Marlington Local School District. And it pays for day-to-day stuff, such as paying people, very important. Salary, wages, benefits, all that good stuff. All those employees and more that I put up there. A lot of purchase services. I talked about being the dad of a kiddo with special abilities. People like my son, the OT, the PT, the speech, those are very critical type of services in the school district. We paid for a lot of that. I see my SRO back here, Deputy Collins is back here. We pay for him and her, if you know Melissa. Okay, both of those folks come out of those dollars, obviously. Supplies, stuff teachers need, books, textbooks, pencils, paper, all that. Technology, okay? And I hope you're talking to your kiddos and seeing they have a one-to-one device in their classroom. If you're a high school kid, you're taking laptops home, which is awesome. Middle school iPads. And the other big thing is somebody's got to pay the bill for the lights. And that's what that money goes to also, electric, water, heat, etc. I'm going to throw a little news and views together just to get it out to everybody here, hopefully sometime mid-October, just to kind of highlight some of the things that I chatted about right there for you. But I wrap it up with the teachers with this. Together we're stronger. Together we are unbroken. Together we can do anything. And that's our creed for this school year. So thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jeff. If I could add on to your presentation of the consolidation, I have a child that went through that, and it went smooth. There was some constructive comments, and I think we passed those along, and hopefully we can learn from that. But overall, the comments I've heard, and just from my own experience, it went very well. It could have gone the opposite way. But I want to thank the administration and all the teachers and staff that were involved in that. I can speak for the board saying that it was a great effort, making it a smooth transition. There was a lot of anxiety out there how it was going to look and how it was going to how they were going to pull it off. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate the effort.
Thank you for sharing numbers. I think there's a lot of misconception that our class sizes are larger, mm-hmm. and that's clearly not the case. I mean, when my kids were at Washington, there was 30 kids in a classroom.
Yeah.
Today we have a building closed, and there's less kids.
Okay. Old business?
No, sir.
Nothing? Okay. Move on to new business.
Okay. I'd like to recommend motion to approve the out-of-state field trip for our cheerleaders to compete in the AmeriCheer International Cheer Dance Competition at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida on March 19th to the 23rd.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
I'll be a chaperone if you want to write that down.
I'm always looking for a goofy down the distance.
Seriously.
Any discussion?
No.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphreys.
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
I recommend a motion to approve the resolution terminating a compensation agreement regarding the enterprise zone as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Absolutely.
Can you go over that briefly?
I sure can. As you recall from our past discussions in 2001, the Marlington Local Board of Education entered into an agreement with the city and the Alliance City Schools for the enterprise zones and CRA agreements. Based on some of the issues we've had dealing with Terry's Tire Town, my recommendation is we rescind that resolution in 01. And by doing that, what that's basically going to do, it's going to require the city to give you notice, at least a 14-day notice of if and when either an enterprise or CRA agreement is put in place, which to me is important. You know, we at least need to know what's going on. And the other piece of it is it eliminates the automatic 100% tax abatement, which was in place prior.
And the 100% tax abatement now becomes...
I'm sorry?
The 100% tax abatement with this rescinded becomes 75%?
That's what the law is currently, 75%. Yeah, that's my understanding. Yeah.
And does the City of Alliance have to accept our resolution once we've approved it?
No.
It's automatic.
Correct.
It will become in effect.
Correct. I'll send this to Mrs. Slick as soon as your board president signs it tonight.
And then a copy goes to the city?
Yes, she takes care of all that herself.
Okay.
I believe she mentioned the city law director is the first person that goes to.
Mrs. Arnold, huh?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any more Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Gabriel?
Yes.
Mr. Hippley?
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
And this was a late entry, and I gave you a quick email today, but I'll answer any questions you might have. But I'd like to recommend a motion to approve the resolution requesting assistance from the OSBA LAF for calendar year 2019 and authorizes the superintendent to complete the necessary application for assistance as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
I was hoping by now the Ohio Supreme Court would have made a ruling on the city's request to move forward, but since we don't have that, Mrs. Slick advised me tonight to put this on here. Basically, if the Ohio Supreme Court decides to take the case, I am going to reach out to the OSBA. It's called the Legal Assistance Fund, to ask for financial assistance in our battle at the Ohio Supreme Court level.
Any more discussion?
Do we know what kind of money we're talking about or anything like that, how much it would cost us to pursue this, and how much OSBA has to subsidize it?
No.
We don't have any of those figures?
No.
But this just will allow you to move forward to investigate that?
Yes, it allows us to put in an application, and they have a committee of three people, I believe, that either accepts our request or denies it.
Okay. Now, because we're using the ESC's attorney, we're already paying for that through our service contract, correct?
Yes, everything Mrs. Slick does for you is already paid for.
Okay, so would the ESC then be the recipient of this if we were to get approved?
No, what Mrs. Slick's going to do is she's going to get an outside counsel to do what she calls a brief. That's a requirement of that lawsuit, and it's a pretty lengthy process.
Okay.
And nothing against her abilities, but there are people who do this for a living versus just education.
Gotcha.
Board stuff. So she's going to hopefully use those dollars to help offset that cost.
Gotcha.
Up to this point, Mrs. Slick has handled the whole case. We haven't had any outside counsel.
No, we've had outside counsel, and I'm going to say Mr. Morrow, I believe. Right. Mr. Morrow has been assisting her through the process. He was the guy that came when we went to the court that day.
Mm.
That was,
yeah,
Bob Morrow.
Any more discussion?
And this point is moot if the Supreme Court says there's no continuation.
Absolutely.
The lights missed their chance. And
yeah,
it's done.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't want to have to wait till next board meeting. If something needs to get done before then, I want to have those funds available, or at least apply for them and have them say yes or no to
okay.
us.
Yeah. What's the date of that hearing?
I'm sorry?
What is the date of the hearing?
What hearing?
To determine whether this moves forward.
There's no hearing date. The Ohio Supreme Court, it's in their ball game. They play by their own set of rules. They'll decide when they're ready.
Okay.
That's what Mrs. Slick advised me. So I have no idea.
Any more discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Gabriel?
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mr. Hippley?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes. Treasurer's agenda.
Okay. We would recommend the motion to approve the minutes of the following meetings: the special meeting of August 15th, the regular meeting of August 15th, and the special meeting of August 30th.
I so move.
Second.
The question.
Who do we have here?
Second.
Who's the first?
I'm sorry, we have Ms.
Humphries
first, and then the second was?
Yeah. Tom.
Mr. Hippley?
Okay. Okay. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mr. Hippley?
Yes.
Mrs. Gabriel?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Also recommend the motion to approve the financial reports and the overview of receipts and expenditures for the period ending August 31st, 2019, as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mrs. Gabriel?
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mr. Hippley?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
We also recommend the motion to authorize the treasurer to execute the master electric energy sales agreement as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
you give an overview of that?
Sure. 254 school districts band together in the First Energy Footprint, and they joined and created the Power for Schools program, which I know Marlington has been involved with for a number of years. And this contract allows us to enter into an energy-only fixed-price product for 0.03194 per kilowatt for 24 months. I happen to, in my other hat, mm-hmm. I happen to do the same thing for the AEP footprint, and this is a really good price. The market is down right now, and this is a great price. They have changed the program this year in that they're only bidding the commodity itself. Everything else is a pass-through. And that, we used to have a consolidated, a kind of a combined price, and now both programs have changed their models so that you're bidding on the electric commodity only. Everything else is a pass-through. So that, for those districts who have lowered their capacity rates because they've done energy efficiency, that benefits them. So this is a great program, and it's been very successful for many years, and it's we're lucky to have it. So.
Just one question on the actual agreement.
Mm-hmm.
The agreement's effective August 23rd, if I'm reading this correctly?
Yes, that's when they negotiated the price.
Okay.
So that's why it's dated August the 23rd.
Okay. So for us, it became in effect already? Is
well, right? It'll be retroactive
okay.
if you approve it tonight.
Okay.
Yes. You have to set the price at some point, so
okay.
that's what they did.
Okay.
It takes a while to get 254 entities to approve it and do all the paperwork and all of that kind of thing.
Okay.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Okay. Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Mrs. Gabrick?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes. Okay, personnel agenda.
All right. I'd recommend motion to approve 0.67 extended day for addition grade. I'd recommend a motion to hire the following individuals to be added to the classified sub list for the 2019-20 school year, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BSAT and FBI checks as required. Those folks as presented. Recommend a motion to hire Chase Milton for our fall grounds. Recommend a motion to adjust the supplemental stipend for Christine McLaughlin for power to pen from a whole stipend to 0.5 for the 2019 school year. Recommend a motion to accept the resignation of Erica Villillo as the Language Arts Department Chair effective immediately. And recommend a motion to hire the following for the 2019-20 supplemental employment, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI, FBI checks as required. Those individuals as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Humphries?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Mrs. Graybeck?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes. Announcements.
All right. Our annual minister's breakfast, something I look forward to every year, is scheduled for September the 25th here at the middle school cafeteria. All the board members are welcome to attend if you can get away for that as well. Another one of my favorite days is called Champions Day here at the high school stadium. We invite all of the special abilities kids around the county to come and participate. Our typical kids, our athletes come out and do different games, football, soccer. We do a little bowling thing. We play golf. It's an awesome opportunity. My son's participated in that the last couple of years. I know some of our kiddos here in the audience have helped with that as well. It's just a great day, and we're really looking forward to that. High school financial aid presentation is also that evening. September 30th is our community action committee. That's over at the township. Now, I have 7 o'clock there. I thought we had 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
I thought we did.
That's probably when their meeting starts.
Yeah. You know what? So let's make that 6 o'clock. I think I saw Mr. Wallace put that in the paper too. Barbecue Bash is coming up here October the 4th and homecoming right behind it. The dance on the 5th. Our middle school fitness day at the stadium is October the 11th and October the 14th. That Monday is no school on that day. And then we're back at it next month. And I hope I explained the rationale for not having our early meeting. Ms. Tammy is the treasurer for like 15, no, not quite that many, but three other. So she has busy nights on Thursdays. So I would ask that we just stick with 7 o'clock for the time being, and also give her permission when her treasury report is done, allow her to leave so she can take care of other business, I think, between here and Drake that night. Is that right?
Yes.
So if the board's okay with that until we get to the point where we're kind of ready to roll here, we'll just kind of continue on. Yep. That's all right. So we'll plan on being back here the 17th at 7 p.m.
Very good.
Sounds good.
Okay, and we're going to enter into executive session and no business afterwards, right?
Correct.
Okay. Need a motion to enter into executive session in accordance with ORC 121.22 to discuss the appointment, employment, dismissal, and compensation of a public employee, and to discuss the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee or regulated individual.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Hipley.
Yes.
Mrs. Humphries.
Yes.
Mrs. Gabriel.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes. I got 7:46. Okay. There won't be any business after we're out of executive session. We'll go right to adjournment after that. Thank you for coming. We'll see you next month.